Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kaufman's The Family That Built Pittsburgh's Famed Department Store is a nonfiction regional history by journalist Marilyn Pitts and Laura Malt Schneiderman, centered on the Kaufman family and the department store they built into one of Pittsburgh's most recognizable institutions. The book traces the rise of the business from immigrant beginnings in 1868 to its emergence as a downtown retail landmark. It is both a family history and a civic history, showing how a single store reflected broader changes in American consumer culture, urban life, and local identity. Rather than treating Kaufman's only as a retail brand, the book presents it as a social institution shaped by ambition, philanthropy, competition, and eventual decline. Its purpose is to preserve the memory of a defining Pittsburgh enterprise, while explaining why it mattered to generations of shoppers and to the city itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from immigrant sewing merchants to a retail dynasty. The book begins with the Kaufman brothers' arrival in the United States and their early work selling sewing goods to Western Pennsylvania laborers. This origin story matters because it shows how a modest immigrant enterprise could grow through adaptation, persistence, and an understanding of local demand. The transition from merchant tailoring shops to a downtown department store reflects a broader pattern in late 19th century American business. When expanding cities created room for larger, more organized forms of retail, Kaufman's did not become influential simply through family ambition. It succeeded by responding to the needs of Pittsburgh's industrial economy. That grounding in trade and practicality gives the story historical weight, since the family's ascent is tied to the growth of the city itself rather than to abstract entrepreneurship alone. The book uses this foundation to explain how immigrant business networks contributed to urban development and commercial modernization. Secondly, Kaufman's as a defining institution of Pittsburgh urban life. A major focus of the book is the department store itself as a civic landmark, not just a place of commerce. Kaufman's occupied a central role in downtown Pittsburgh and became associated with iconic features such as window displays, the clock, the TikTok restaurant, the arcade bakery, and promotional exhibits. These details help explain why the store was remembered with such affection. It created an experience that blended shopping, leisure, and public ritual. The book suggests that the store functioned as a kind of urban commons, where residents encountered holiday traditions, fashion, food, and spectacle in a shared environment. This matters because department stores once helped define the culture of American downtowns, giving cities like Pittsburgh a sense of polish and identity. By reconstructing the store's atmosphere and public presence, the authors show how retail architecture and merchandising could shape memory as powerfully as politics or industry. Thirdly, family power, philanthropy, and internal tension. The book does not present the Kaufman family as a simple success story. It emphasizes that the family behind the store was influential, generous, and socially prominent, but also marked by conflict and tragedy. This balance is important because it deepens the history beyond business achievement and reveals the human pressures that often accompanied great fortunes. The family's philanthropy helped embed its name in the city, yet the same prominence brought expectations, rivalry, and difficult personal consequences. By including these tensions, the book avoids hagiography and instead treats family legacy as something complicated and fragile. That approach gives readers a clearer view of how business dynasties operate. Public success can coexist with private strain, and the reputations of institutions are often shaped as much by family dynamics as by financial performance. The Kaufman story therefore becomes a case study in how wealth and civic influence can magnify both accomplishment and vulnerability. Fourthly, the rise and decline of the classic downtown department store. One of the book's strongest historical themes is the decline implied in the phrase eventual capsizing. Kaufman's is presented as a once dominant retail institution that could not fully withstand changes in economics, consumer habits, and urban structure. This decline is significant because it mirrors the fate of many American downtown department stores that thrived in the age of streetcar cities and later struggled under suburbanization, changing retail formats, and new patterns of consumption. The book uses Kaufman's trajectory to illustrate how institutions that seem permanent can be vulnerable to larger structural shifts. This makes the history more than nostalgic recollection. It becomes a way of understanding the fragility of local landmarks in a changing economy. The collapse of a beloved store also reveals how commercial decline can become a cultural loss, since the disappearance of such places means the erosion of shared urban experience, not just the end of a business line. Lastly, a popular history that preserves memory through documented detail. The book is written as a popular history, meaning it aims to be accessible while still grounded in reporting and archival detail. That method is important because the subject depends on collective memory, local tradition, and a large amount of historical texture. Rather than offering a narrow corporate chronology, the authors assemble anecdotes, facts, and examples that recreate the social world around the store. This makes the book valuable for readers who want both narrative readability and dependable historical reconstruction. Its journalistic style also helps explain why the story remains relevant. The authors connect retail history to family history, urban change, and the emotional memory of longtime Pittsburgh residents. In doing so, they preserve an institution that no longer functions as it once did, while showing why it still matters as part of the city's identity. The result is a book that works as regional history, business history, and cultural remembrance at the same time. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in Pittsburgh history, American retail history, immigrant enterprise, and the rise and fall of downtown department stores. It is especially useful for those who want a history that connects a business institution to a city's social identity. Rather than treating commerce as a separate or purely financial subject, readers looking for a polished local history will find value in its reporting-driven approach. While those interested in urban change will recognize Kaufman's as a case study in how beloved institutions can flourish and then fade with broader economic shifts. What distinguishes the book from many regional histories is its double perspective. It follows both the Kaufman family and the store they built, allowing private ambition, public memory, and civic transformation to illuminate one another. That makes the book more than a nostalgic account of a famous store. It is a durable historical record of how immigrant entrepreneurship, department store culture, and Pittsburgh identity were intertwined for more than a century. If you would like to support Marilyn Pitts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.